faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent pleads with a closed-mouthed, stubborn Jimmy Olsen. But the cub reporter will tell nothing to help clear himself, despite the glaring threat of a 5-year prison penalty for his crime.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, which is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a button? Well, you never can tell until you open your package of Kellogg's Pep and see which one of those three kinds of prizes you'll get. So, every prize is always an exciting surprise. It might be one of Pep's 18 slick comic buttons, picturing one of your favorite comic strip characters to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. Or it might be a model of a fighting plane, one of 7 thrilling plane models in the series, all made of colored cardboard and easy to assemble. Or your next Pep prize might be a beautiful full-color bird picture from a series of 24, each with a description on the reverse side so that you can name and know any of these birds are on. And say, speaking of birds, you'll sure be an early bird to the breakfast table when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu, because every spoonful is a treat in itself. Every bowl of Pep just about doubles the fun of breakfast. Yes, sir, you'll say that catchy Pep flavor is strictly terrific. So get going, gang. Ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
Great mystery surrounds the arrest of Jim Olsen, Daily Planet Cub reporter, who has been arrested and charged with passing counterfeit money. Although impressed with the evidence gathered against Jim by Inspector Henderson's men, Editor Perry White and Clark Kent steadfastly insist that the boy is innocent, despite his continued refusal to admit that he knows where he picked up the counterfeit bills he was seen to pass. Kent, angered by Jim's stubbornness, accused him of lying, either out of fear or in an effort to protect someone else. But the boy, although obviously miserable, wouldn't talk, even when faced with the prospect of a 5-year penitentiary sentence. Finally, White arranged for his young reporter's release on bail. And as we join them now, Kent, White, and Jim are in a taxicab en route to the Daily Planet offices. Kent is still trying to break down Jim's silence. Listen.
Look, Jim, I don't think you realize how strong a case Inspector Henderson has against you.
I can just imagine.
It's airtight. Backed with evidence that no judge or jury could afford to overlook.
Don't you worry, son. I'll get the best lawyers in the country.
Oh,
we'll put up a defense such as this town's never seen before. And we'll make a monkey out of that hard-headed, flat-footed inspector.
Well, wait a minute, Chief. Wait a minute. Stop blaming Inspector Henderson for this. He's not prosecuting Jim out of meanness, and you know it.
Rats! If he weren't such a puffed-up stuffed shirt, he'd know a boy like Jim couldn't have anything to do with dirty work like this.
Gee, thanks, Chief.
Look, Henderson is not police inspector for nothing. He's a good policeman who knows his job. His job is not to judge. It's to protect public interest by arresting anyone who appears to be breaking the law.
So what?
So far as the police are concerned, Jim broke the law by passing counterfeit money.
That's right, Mr. Kent, but gee whiz, I didn't do it deliberately.
Oh, no.
I didn't know those bills were phony.
Of course he did. And Henderson should
know you didn't do it deliberately, Jim. I told you that before. That's why we're on your side. Why we want to help you. But we can't help you. No lawyer can even begin to prepare a case in your defense unless you tell us everything you know.
Well, I did tell you.
You haven't told us a thing, Jim, until you tell us where you picked up those phony bills.
Jim, do you know where you got them?
I no.
Jim?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why? Confound it, boy. Why can't you tell? Why must you be so stubborn?
Honest, Chief, I'm not being just stubborn. It's just that I...
Here's the planet, so skip it for now. Pay off the cabbie, will you, Chief? Jim and I are going up to my office for a quiet talk. We'll see you later. Come on, Jim.
Yeah, Mom, I'm okay. No, honest. Mr. White got me out on bail. Huh? I'll tell you everything when I get home tonight. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, no, don't you worry, Mom. Everything's going to be okay. What's that? Oh, I'm in Mr. Kent's office. Uh-huh. Now, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Your mother all right, Jim?
Yeah, I guess so. Miss Lane took her home from police headquarters and stayed with her till just a little while ago. That helped a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it did. You know, you mean a lot to your mother, Jim.
I know.
Matter of fact, you're all she's got now, since...
Yeah. There's just the two of us now.
What do you think it would do to her if you were convicted and sent away for 5 years?
Oh, gee, don't...
Sorry, Jim, I didn't mean to hurt you.
I know, but just the thought is...
I know, I know. Isn't that enough to make you do everything you can to prove your innocence?
Oh, sure, but...
Well, then suppose you tell me everything.
Gosh, I told you, Mr. Kent, I can't say anymore.
We'll keep it just between us. No one else need know where I got my information.
I can't.
Why? Whom or what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anybody.
But you seem to be, Jim. And if you are, just remember I can usually, contact Superman when we need him. And with him on your side...
Gee whiz, Mr. Kent, not even Superman could help me out of this, I'm afraid.
Why?
Oh, just because.
All right, if you're not afraid of anything, whom are you shielding?
I can't tell you.
Oh, now, look, Jim, I have no more use for stool pigeons than you do. But sometimes a fellow has no other choice, particularly in this case, when your welfare means so much to your mother and to your friends, the chief, Miss Lane, and me.
Yeah, I know.
Well?
Gee whiz, I want to tell you, Mr. Kent. I don't like being arrested and going through that bail business and the trial and maybe, doing a stretch.
For something you didn't do?
That's right, particularly for something I didn't do. But golly, I...
Yes?
I still can't tell you.
But why, Jim, why?
Well?
Have you a good reason for shielding whoever it is?
Gosh, sure I have. Think I'd be doing this without a good reason?
No, I don't suppose you would. Can you tell me why you're shielding this person?
Yes.
All right. I'm listening.
Because I'm not sure.
You're not sure of what, Jim?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure I'm right about this person.
I see. Well, isn't there something I can do to help you make sure?
No. No, thanks, Mr. Kent, but I've got to... Hello, Miss Lane. Thanks for taking my mother home and for making her feel better.
Oh, forget it, Jimmy. Gee, I'm so glad to see you out. That is...
You mean out of the clink?
That's right.
You didn't think for 1 minute we'd let him stay there, did you?
Well, of course not, Clark. It's just that... Well, I hadn't thought about it, and that's where I saw Jim Lash and...
Sure, I know.
How do things look, Jimmy? Thought about where you might have picked up that bad money?
Well...
We were just talking about that when you burst in so unceremoniously, Miss Lane.
Well... I do declare.
Do you really? Don't you recognize the closed door to a private office when you see one anymore?
And aren't we getting uppity now? Am I being chastised?
You are.
And invited to leave?
Right.
Very well, Mr. Kent. I'd be delighted.
That's the same thing.
What the...
Yeah, officer, that's her.
Now, wait a minute. What is this?
Step aside, mister.
Who are your friends, Todd?
Where are your friends, lady? Come along quiet.
What?
Sleeping lizards. What do the police want Miss Lane for?
That's what I want to know.
Come on now. Let's don't have a row here.
But
oh, now, hold on, officer.
Stand
you
aside,
can't...
young fella. You're impeding an officer in the exercise
what's
of his duty.
What's going on here? Well, what's the meaning of this?
I'm arresting this lady for...
Arresting her?
That's right. Now,
great
please...
Great God's sake. Another member of my staff arrested.
What
is this, a conspiracy? Is someone out to wreck the Daily Planet? Are the police working hand in glove with a gang of crooks?
Chief, wait.
How dare you come charging into this... What authority do you bring into private property?
If you're lonely...
I'll call Henderson. I'll call the commissioner. The mayor. I'll break you. I'll have you sealed if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Chief, stop it.
Nothing doing. I'm...
Wait a minute. You burst a blood vessel. Now, officer, what's the meaning of this?
Yes, I demand to know what this is all about.
Well, that's simple. I'm arresting you, lady, in the charge of that cab driver there.
But what for?
What did I do to that cab driver? I didn't forget to pay him, did I?
Look, lady, you admit riding in this man's cab?
Why, yes, I think he's the man who just drove me here from the Olsen's house.
So what?
Yes, get to the point.
You paid him with a $5 bill, is that correct?
Yes, I had nothing smaller. Is that a crime?
It sure is, lady. When the fiver is a phony.
What?
You mean it's counterfeit?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And how? I'm arresting you on a charge of passing counterfeit money, so come along, miss.
But that's impossible, officer. It's just ridiculous.
Miss Blackbacker, get Inspector Henderson on the phone.
Send my lawyer.
Holy smokes. Now I know I'm right.
Lois Lane protesting her innocence leaves in police custody. Only Clark Kent, who is Superman, hears Jim Olsen mutter to himself,
"Now I know I'm right."
What does he mean by that? We'll know in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, do you go in for a real Superman breakfast at your house? I mean a hearty, whopping kind of breakfast that helps start your day in high? Well, here's the lowdown on a dish that'll tease your appetite to twice its size. Why, of course, it's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. The crisp golden cereal that gives you the big come-on and fills your spoon with keen, catchy sunshine flavor. Yes, sir, those crisp, tender flakes of Kellogg's Pep are solid senders. They make breakfast the kind of meal that you're glad to get up for every morning. And here's something else about Pep that'll open your eyes. I mean the prize right inside your Pep package. Could be you'll find a model fighting plane and colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep planes you can collect. Or could be you'll find one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a full description on the reverse side so that you'll have the lowdown on these high flyers. Or your next Pep prize could be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons sporting a famous character from the funnies like Orphan Annie or Moon Mullins or Superman himself. So start collecting all three kinds of swell Pep prizes. Ask Mom to bring Kellogg's Pep from the grocer tomorrow.
Lois Lane, second member of the Daily Planet staff to be arrested for passing counterfeit money, has been taken down to headquarters, accompanied by an irate editor, Perry White. Deep in thought, Jim Olsen thinks he is alone in Clark Kent's office. And he is startled to hear Kent say,
"Well, Jim?"
Mr. Kent, I thought you went with...
No, the chief didn't need me. He'll bail Lois out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Got any ideas about this, Jim?
What do you mean?
Know who's responsible for Lois's arrest?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
The same one who passed the phony money to me.
I see. Just a minute ago, Jim, I thought I heard you say that now you're sure.
That's right.
Good. Are you ready to tell me the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you everything, Mr. Kent, so get set for a shock.
Wetting his lips, Jim Olsen squares his thin shoulders and takes a deep breath as he makes ready to break the secret he has been so carefully guarding at his own expense. Who is behind the arrest of Jim Olsen and Lois Lane? Does Jim's admonition preparing Clark Kent for a shock mean that the guilty person is someone they know and like? There's a big surprise in store for you on Monday, gang, when this exciting new Superman story really gets into full swing. So don't miss a minute of it. Be sure to be with us again Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. When you wake up in the morning and you can see your breath on the frosty air, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just calls for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Calls for toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sure, just fits, doesn't it? Kellogg's Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. It's Crumbles weather, gang. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.